The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
How about them Cowboys? Here we go. You're looking live and wet and rainy, but that's okay. That's okay. It ain't nothing but sunshine in Cowboys Nation. Wet and rainy, 57 degrees with a high of 58. The low is 38. And it's just me and Nate today, so guess what?
Yeah.
This is Daddy Nate. This is Daddy Gross. In the back, we got Chris Beam.
Yes, sir.
We the only ones here, and we are the sports equivalent of Braille. People, feel us when we speak. And we're brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where Flavor and Brendan Cooks gets his wings.
Yes.
You called it, Nate. You called it. Wasn't even no reason to talk about them last week.
No, man.
They showed up for a quarter, and then they packed it in, didn't they?
You know what? And Nick Eatwood, he says it all the time. When you see a team that come out in their first eight or nine plays are all trap plays or whatever you want to call them. What you call them?
Trick plays.
Trick plays. Mm-hmm. And he like, they look at it. It's just a matter of time before they fold. And Broadus had said on his show, it's like he said he called some people from the Washington Commanders and was asking about certain players. And the guy's like, hey, man, a lot of these guys asking the trainers, why do I even got to play this game? And for people to just repeatedly come on the show and do podcasts and say, this is what I don't like doing, is saying, hey, I won Super Bowls. I just not – what you're trying to do – at the end of the season, you basically know who your team is, what you're trying to do, especially when you have a chance at the top two seeds. The only thing that's on your mind is health and getting out of there with a win. How it looks, we'll let the fans judge. At the end of the year, next year, whatever happened this season, next year, you know what everybody will be saying, especially if we make it to the NFC Championship game. Hey, man, we're 12 and 5, 3 years in a row. We took another step, and that's all people care. If they see progress, if they see – because the Cowboys are not being judged by the regular season. We have never been judged by the regular season. What the regular season does for people like you, Shannon, is give you headaches. Give you worries. Give you ulcers.
Give you a reason to drink. Like,
yeah, that's all it does. All we care about is playoffs. Now we're at the playoffs. Now we have two home games. Do not let anybody come in here and tell you anything less than the Cowboys have a great chance now. And say, you know, Jesse claimed that he never said the team was built for the Super Bowl. He got mad about that. That's fine. But I'm not changing. I say the Cowboys were built for the NFC Championship game. I am sticking to that. I'm not going nowhere from that because now I feel even more in place because two games. You got Green Bay. I don't care if it was the Rams. I didn't care if it was the Seahawks. And I definitely don't care about no Green Bay. Not at home where these guys are 8-0. They have won every game at home. They are a different team. They have the ability to score 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it, man. So now, that's my take on it. I ain't changing and I ain't backing down. I ain't going to start loving a player or not loving a player. Every team that's in the playoffs has something wrong with them. They need this. They got this. They got to dominate this. They got a weak that. Everybody that's in the playoff has got that. It's no perfect team in the playoff but one. And that's the one that wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we're all equal teams. Name. Now, I would say the Ravens kind of
Yeah, they look good.
A notch above. Then you drop down in a little inch of being in it.
San Fran.
Then the rest of us is just guys.
Right.
If the Cowboys owned Detroit, Kansas City, even though they got the number one quarterback, they just guys.
Mm-hmm.
They just guys. The teams are just guys. That's what I feel. What do you feel?
Give me the Cowboy feeling. I feel good, actually. They did what they were supposed to do, right? You know what? If I was Washington, and tell me if this is stupid, because I was talking to a couple of my friends about this, and I was like, the one thing the Cowboys can't do or haven't done, you know, consistently is stop the run.
Right.
I would have gone in there and the first 20 plays of the game would have been runs, and I would have run it on fourth down. I would have gone for every fourth down like they kind of did.
Right.
But I would have just run. Because one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to be successful, or that the defensive line is going to be so beat up and tired because you're just pounding them.
Is it really pounding?
And then then the second half, you know, you just throw it on them.
I'm with you. And that may be
stupid, but that's what I would.
I wouldn't.
You know,
because I don't know about who got fired today, who's not fired, or who's be fired by Wednesday. I don't care. All I care about is our coaching staff is intact. Our quarterback is the best quarterback in this league.
He's rolling.
I'm glad that Parsons – I'm just tell you highlights that I like during the game. Parsons is finally – the last three games, he's been a part of the run game.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can rush the passer, but my biggest knock has been, can you be a part of the run game? He was a part of the run game. Our two guards, backup guards, played nice. You know, and you can't draw me into the, they didn't have their stars. Come on, man. Even with their stars, they were still going to be, 4-12 or 4-13? They still were going to be 4-13. Mm-hmm. So it don't matter. The only thing that matters for quarterbacks, head coaches, and fan bases is how many wins and how many losses. Now, these wins can give you what Kurt's got. Kurt's out with the what?
Bubble guts.
These wins and losses can give you those things that Shannon just said. But I'd rather have 12 wins and 5 losses. You still – who's got the best record? Is it the Ravens 13-4?
I think so. That's a great question.
You know, so we act like we done fell off the edges of the world. You know,
the spreadsheet in front of you is right, by the way.
And so don't. Oh. I'm just excited, man. I'm telling you, I was waiting to just let Jesse do all the talking because at the end, you know, I'm gonna tell him, bruh, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, Baltimore is 13-4.
Yes,
and then you got Detroit, Dallas, and San Fran are all 12-5.
Yes. And it's only two teams that you can look at, and if you're talking from your heart, and if you're a true football enthusiast, there's only two teams you'd be like, we're going to have to really get it up for. Mm-hmm. And that is
– do what?
Get it up. Get it up, man. Yes. Yeah. I'm down with that. You know what I'm saying?
It was wild yesterday watching the early games.
Yes.
Like everybody – so many teams still had a shot. You know, I don't remember a week
where it's been this many
for
the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's been great to watch. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me fantasy football had been over for like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but this was like a fantasy football dream because everybody and anybody was scoring.
Oh, yeah,
and you were seeing guys get. Working extra hard to make sure they get these sacks or they can get these $750,000. Like, oh, man, guys were just.
They were talking on the sidelines like, hey, man, look.
Look.
I got bills to pay.
And I want to buy me a Bentley. And I need this sack. I need this touchdown.
Chris Jones got one in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And got like a $750,000 or $1 million bonus. And
he rolling whole, all on the ground. Oh, and everybody, oh my God.
The whole team's partying.
And so this was a great last 2 weeks, especially for me, because I've been feeling good about the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we take calls in the next segment, I know everybody going to, you know, you can tell me about the deficiencies, and I can show you 28 other teams with them same deficiencies. You know, you can tell me, we got to stop the run. Well, we played against Miami, didn't do too bad. We played against Detroit. They run game was effective, but it didn't beat us. Now we got this team right here. We just played. And I know if they would have gave the Robinson kid,
mm-hmm.
this dude 6'1", 228 pounds, full-grown man. I thought that's what Coach Bieniemy was going to do. But once again, he'd rather get his quarterback beat to death than, you know what I'm saying? Did they fire anybody from the Washington squad?
Yeah, Rivera's out.
Who did them? If you're not going to get rid of the whole staff, you might as well keep Coach.
Yeah, I don't know who else they got rid of. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Welcome to the show, man. You going to sit with us for a little bit?
Come on in here.
Right there
is the best spot. Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just tell us how you truly feel. You ain't dealing with callers right now. Just tell us. Because I'm telling them, bro, we bust up folks yesterday. Yeah. We bust up, folks.
How was it? How was the trip? I know the stadium's amazing, and the food there is probably top notch.
They're working on it.
The food got better.
Did it really?
Yeah, they're working on it.
It used to be like cold hot dogs and
cold
cuts, and that was really it.
It looks better.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks a lot.
It tastes better.
I don't know about that, but it looked better.
They had a carving station.
They did.
Oh, wow.
They did.
New owners and got them a carving station, and
it's all good.
What percentage? Because the stands look full, and I was talking to somebody. I said, I bet it's 70% Cowboy.
It sounded Chris probably couldn't. He was down there a lot, you know, more than me, obviously. But yeah, it definitely seemed that way, and then had a lot more to cheer about too. And Washington fans got out early. I mean, what, halftime or so?
Yeah.
About third quarter, you could tell.
Were you worried at the beginning of the game when they just let them hang around and let them?
Well, it's funny you say that. So, not the beginning of the game. Like, get the stop, go score. It's going to happen, you know. And then weird plays start happening.
As they always do.
As they always do. And then when they kicked a field goal, that's the first time you started hearing people in the press box like, what are the Giants doing? Like, what are the Eagles score? You know, like, that's okay. Maybe they don't win this game. We'll see what the Giants are doing. Mm-hmm. And then once they started, and then once that happened, that was when it started to snowball for them in Philly. And then the Cowboys kind of picked it up. So, but I mean, yeah, for a little bit, you're like, because it's just weird things. But as I said earlier on my show,
your theory.
What's my theory?
When they come out with trick plays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your theory.
You're going to get your ass kicked. every game. It's like first pass throwback to the quarterback, fake punt, hand it off to the guard.
You're losing.
You're going to lose. And you know you're going to lose. That's why you put it in there to start it off.
Oh, that was so funny about this to your
Philly
show.
Their special got howled. Just destroyed.
Oh, did you see him? He looked up and it was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to sit down right
now. He got hit so hard on the sideline.
Yeah.
If I'm Howell, I'm going to Coach Bieniemy's office and say, Coach, really? Really? Did you have it out for me? Did you have a personal hit out for me this year when you tried to take me out?
And then Bieniemy's going to throw the stat sheet with his 21 picks and says, really? You really had it out for me this year?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Dak had he led the league last year with 15.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts has 15 picks. But I was like, 15? That's a lot. And I'm going through, who's the leader? I was like, how? 21. It's like, ugh.
How many times did they sack him yesterday?
Four. So that's 65 times this kid got sacked. No, you don't know how many times he got hit.
Mm-hmm. He's North Carolina, Sam Howell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesse's guy.
You know, so you got, and the next guy's coming out here. I mean, Washington may get the other North Carolina guy, like Drake May.
May, yeah.
He's number two. But, I mean, when do you start looking at, Will the Cowboys take another defensive lineman from Michigan for a while? Like, probably not.
Right.
When do you start looking at quarterbacks like that? Like for Trubisky?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Howell? Howell wasn't a top pick, but, you know, hadn't been great.
I don't blame none of that on Howell. And I blame that all that on the coaching staff. All of that.
Yeah.
When you have a – if we had Robinson and Tony Pollard.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
no. I am telling – because our offensive line ain't as good as it was, but it's adequate. So you need that type of guy that's 6'1", 228-pound sludge hammer. Mm. Come on, man.
And
I'm telling you, because if Tony had that right there, now they can really use Tony for what he is. Yeah. That's an outside screen catching guy, you know. And my hat's off to Tony.
Yeah, I thought he had a good year. I think he played every game.
Yeah.
And that right there, I mean, like 1,000 yards if you play 17 game season, it's not what it used to be, obviously.
You look better with 12. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you I mean, what is he, 170 pounds, 75 pounds?
No, bro. Don't look at the size. Look at the production. For what he was running behind, he didn't have the whole complementary of guys the whole season. They didn't never, ever really get – ever seemed like every time we would start getting a rhythm, like, oh, they've been together for four games, somebody get hurt. This kid did what was asked of him. This is the same – argument I had with Zeke. This kid, look at the offensive line play. Even though it was a little bit better until my guy still got hurt last year, a back can't do but so much. A good back makes the offensive line better. A great back makes the offensive line exceptional. Mm. Is Tony exceptional? Yes. As the second guy, he's exceptional. As the premier guy, no. That's just how it goes, man.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, did you
1:30?
Did you get enough calls today?
Yeah, he got a lot of here we goes today. He got a couple of here we goes.
You did?
Yeah, I got a hard out at 1:30. So you did?
He does. So yeah. Let's go to break quick.
Yep. Quick.
All right, break.
I'll take a call.
See you.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We Cowboys.
Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the show. Second segment brought to you each and every day by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com. And before we go to the calls, Nick, how do you feel about the playoffs? Like, how do you think they're going to take care of business, both games at home, and then go to San Fran? And how you feel about that? Are we getting ahead of ourselves?
Yeah.
Of course we are.
Because, yeah. I mean, that's what we do, right? We're Cowboys fans.
Right.
And we feel good about the team for once. I think every other year you kind of.
I do feel different about this team. I feel different about this team. And I thought yesterday was an example of that. I mean, because a lot of times we look for reasons like, oh, well, the guards are out, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that that is a position that's important, but, you know. I'm just kidding, Nate. But the fact that, I mean, the guards are out, they go in there, the backups go, they play well, they have the same type of game plan, they run right over them, and, you know, and then just little things here and there. But they were able to, you know, whatever they gave, they got back. Mm-hmm. Tipped pick, blocked kick, they got it back. You know, so I thought the way they answered the bell there and just took care of business, and you could tell how excited they were after the game. I mean, they were excited. That was an accomplishment for them. To go and, you know, get the hats and get the win,
mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, yeah, I mean I just think they're gonna be better than the team in front of them. That doesn't always mean you win. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be appreciably better than the Packers, and I think they'll be better than whoever is gonna be in front of them there.
Which has been a while since you've been able to, what, the 90s?
I still think they're better, way better than the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I saw the game, I was there, but play it again, and I think they'll beat them again, probably beat them better.
Did you see Dak's comment? He didn't have a hat on after the game. Everybody else had hats on, and Aaron Andrews was interviewing him on the field. And
what did he say?
She said, CD's got the hat. Where's your hat? He had, you know, knit hat on. Chris showed me this before we went on the air.
Jordan.
He said, he kind of looked around. He goes, I got, what did he say, Chris? I got bigger things in mind.
Yeah, he's like, I got something bigger in mind.
Got something bigger in mind.
A hat.
And he just kind of left it at that. So,
let's
go, Dak.
Is that not keeping into what he did when we was crushing him with all the interceptions? Yeah. And even when he was having all his success, has that not been him the whole year?
It's so tricky. I tell you what, being a quarterback is so tricky because – and I bet you Aikman, and when you were with Aikman, the same type of thing. You want to be the higher standard. You want to say, like, that line right there is, mm-hmm. like, I'm the leader.
Yes.
But at the same time, and Dak does this better than any quarterback I've ever seen, he's also one of the guys.
Right.
Dak will be in that locker room more than any player, sitting there chilling, whatever. He is one of the guys.
Yes.
So that is a tough balance of, hey, I'm right here, let's get the hats on and whatever. But also, you know, keeping it like that. That's the tricky balance that he has. And there are some fans that are like, good for Dak. We don't need this stinking hat. But, you know, I've been around a long time. I haven't seen any other hat. What other hat is there? I haven't seen one. So, I mean, I'm always an embrace the moment, enjoy the ride type of thing. This was a goal. You did it. You earned it. Go for it. I mean, it doesn't mean it has to be, you know, on your dashboard, you know, like if you drive a pickup.
I just believe everybody celebrates in their own way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Troy probably would have threw on the hat for a minute, but that historic look wouldn't have changed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just I'm not going to ever forget when a week ago when it was Cowboys win and they get the second seed.
Mm-hmm.
And all I thought about was the ups and downs of the whole season.
Yeah.
And all I kept sitting here on this podcast saying, just keep winning. Worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Keep winning. Guess what, fellas?
That meme?
Yeah.
The little kid in the back. Worry about yourself. That's one of the funniest memes of all time.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, no matter what happened, Coach McCarthy kept these guys going in the right direction. Dak never wavered. You know, you had the question, oh, you're going through a bad time, I'm okay. You're going through a great time, I'm okay. They are the number two seed.
And
now I would say something about Philadelphia. Their quarterback, I saw his finger. Their wide receiver is in a bad way.
Which one? I mean, both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're in the back. So – You right about now, just keep winning. Let's go see the Boombox Boys. Let's go see the Boombox Boys, man, in California. Let's go see them.
All right, let's take a call before Nick gets out of here. We'll see how many
we're going to make him feel
here.
At home. This is Marlon in San Diego.
Marlon, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Thank you for taking the call. Just enjoying this Cowboy win. It's been a good ride this last week. My week started off pretty rough, and this is a good way to end it. So I appreciate that. I was concerned about, I've been hearing all the talk about the difference in the team. And I think the difference I'm seeing is they actually, when they're down, even in points or even momentum or whatever, I think we all touched on it, is that we actually come back. And we didn't see that in past years. We've always had to play from the league, and that's a good progress, like Nate was saying, progress that we're starting to see that winning feeling. And so I'm just happy to see that. I think, the running game, I mean, I would kill for Sean Lee right now. I love the way he used to study those he used to be like that spy guy for the run, for the running game. And I think if we can plug in someone like that would be great. And, the future teams, I think we're going to be starting to look into just sprinkling a couple spots here and there. We're set for, the next 4 or 5 years. Dak is on a roll. I appreciate all that. I'm glad Nick's there, because I tried to call this morning on a storyline. Yeah, man.
Hey, Marlon.
I know you got a lot of calls, and it's early morning here, so, I saw the opportunity, and I tried to jump on it. But yeah, man, my favorite football movie is the Brian song, because my dad was in that movie about four spots, so I'll always be a place in my heart. So
nice. He was in the movie?
He was actually in the movie, yeah.
Cool.
He was the first Brian Piccolo Award winner in 1970.
Oh, nice.
That
is going to be your favorite movie.
Of all time. So, appreciate the time. Thank you, Chris. You guys have a good week, and let's get ready for the pack.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the theme. I don't know, y'all talk about football movies on here? We've been doing that a lot on our show.
Mm-mm.
And what's funny is that Nate, the other day, he came over and you said, what did you say? You said foosball.
Yeah, foosball.
That's my favorite movie. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, talking about Happy Gilmore. I mean, not Happy Gilmore. Waterboy.
Oh.
Foosball.
That's a, where does that rank on your all-time football movies?
Not in the top.
It don't even rank.
Not
it don't even
top rank. 10.
What's your favorite? What's your top?
I remember the Titans or Rudy.
About you?
My favorite is?
Yeah.
The first Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
you
I'm said, talking about my first Super Bowl.
You said that last week, and I fell right into it, and you said it again, and I had the same thing. I was like, which one's your favorite? And you
the
said,
first Super Bowl, baby.
Some drama in there.
Yeah,
the drama
or comedy? The party we was at, me and J-Dub was at the party together, man. I was up on this hot mic. No, I ain't going to even go on. I tell y'all that.
I got to go.
The other day, he like flexed on us without even realizing he flexed. He was talking to Jesse about something. He goes, I don't know. I don't remember which Super Bowl it was, but Jesse like, wait. Do you realize what you just said?
Yeah.
Like you played in so many.
Right.
That you don't
even... It's the first or the second.
Thanks for coming down. Yeah.
Thanks for coming down, Nick.
See y'all.
All right, brother. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls. 888-855-2297. See you in a minute.
Foosball.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn.
I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jigsaw. And we are going to take some phone calls. But before we do, congratulations to Jesse. Jesse predicted a final score of 33-10. He missed it by 5 points. Kurt was right behind him with a prediction of 35-7.
What was mine?
Yours was 30-10. You nailed the commander score, but not
was
the Cowboys.
Eight away.
You
were eight away.
I should have been the winner.
75-0.
Because we took him out in the fourth quarter.
We did. Yeah. How you feel about the kicker? You glad he got
I'm
that out of the way?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
This one's not his fault.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Well, it was the announcer's fault. It was Kevin Harlan was talking about the streak nonstop until that. I told the people I was with watching the game, but I was like, he's going to miss a kick today. I didn't know it was going to be blocked, and then he was going to miss one. But I'm glad he got out of the way, because think about it. All that weight. He was perfect during the regular season and blah, 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 and then you miss one in the playoffs to something bad happens. I'm not mad about it. So, and no one got the pod pick. No one on our show picked Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
So
anyway. I went with an odd pick.
Yeah, I think we all kind of did for fun. All right, who we got on the phones, Chris?
I got Mohammed.
Hey, Mo, thanks for the books, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Listen, Shannon, when I came to the States, my last name was a big problem in Texas, so I used my first and middle name, which is Muhammad Ali. It was much easier than going through all the alphabets trying to teach people in Texas how to pronounce that. So,
how do you pronounce it?
Abu-Jabain.
Okay.
Abu-Jabain.
Yeah.
Wow. Like it.
Thank you. Thank you for having the books, and I hope we can take it to the next level. And happy birthday to Jesse. I already sent him a gift on PayPal. That cheap guy. He announces his links to where you can send him the money. So,
we didn't even say that. Happy birthday to Jesse. He's not here today, but shout out to Jesse. I don't even know how old Jesse is. How old is Jesse?
I don't know.
57.
I don't know.
I have something to say. Dorsett was 185.9, so the size has nothing to do with what Tony Pollard can do with a good offensive line.
There you go.
So you're right, Nate. But finally, I have my dream game. Ever since Mike McCarthy came to the Cowboys, I've always dreamed of having the Green Bay Packers come play in Dallas and lose. And I wanted the loss to be with Aaron Rodgers, but I can't get the whole wish. But there's my wish. The Green Bay Packers are coming to play in AT&T Stadium, and I hope that we beat them. And the one thing that I was just worried about this whole season, and I want to see how did they get rid of it at that last game, was that stupid penalties that made us lose at least 2 to 3 games. How do you get rid of the penalties, and what did the Cowboys do in that last game? Because they only had a couple, and they weren't really very very critical. Thanks again for this season, the whole thing. And next time I call, I have I know Kurt Daniels' story for you, Nate.
Okay.
But not the time for it now.
Okay.
Thank you again for a wonderful season, and hope the Cowboys beat the Green Bay Packers. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it. What was Mo's question?
I forgot, man. Mo just was gone.
So. I was looking up Jesse's age.
Did he say he has a story about me?
Yeah, doing that about Kurt Daniels.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, but scared. Not for today. Yeah. Then he was asking about some penalty or something. And I was like, okay, all right.
Sorry, Mo. Sorry you.
I've got an interesting text message question if you want one of those.
Yeah. Jump on it.
We love interesting questions.
This is good. This is Eric in North Carolina asked Nate, how difficult is it for an offensive line to execute the screenplay?
Oh, you have to be a special group of guys. We could not execute it when I was here.
Really?
I mean, they just knew. We run out there, they run out there. I'm like, okay. And it just some teams got it. Some teams, like all Coach McCarthy teams, when he concentrated on it, can run it. The Green Bay teams, even here, when they concentrate on it, they can make it happen. I don't know. This one answer I do not have, because we tried it a couple of times. Even we'll be set up perfect to block the guys. It seemed like something will go wrong.
So, really?
Yeah, we could never get it.
Would you say y'all were an athletic line, or were y'all just like a bunch of maulers?
We just a bunch of maulers that had some athletic ability, because Larry was very, very athletic. Eric Williams was athletic. Tui was athletic. I mean, we had some athletic guys. We just bend you up, bro. We just break you back, and that's what we did, and we did it well.
How does – like there was a play – I don't remember what game it was, but they isolated offensive linemen and the defensive linemen. How do y'all not get on the ground more often as offensive linemen when somebody just stands you straight up and you're bent over backwards and you're hanging on for dear life?
Pride keeps you off your back.
The tape the next day.
Yeah, man. Pride keeps you off the boy, because somebody dump you on your back. Oh, it's gonna be you gonna be talked about, especially in our guy, our locker room. You gonna woo, and then you 300+ pounds getting thrown on your back like a turtle. No, bro.
Who is the biggest O-line trash talker besides you?
I didn't talk
among
during games.
Among the group, though, like in offensive line.
Oh, I could talk noise now, yeah. Me and Kevin Gogan.
Gogan was talk noise?
Yo, we could just out of nowhere. Now, Tui was one of the funniest, you know, but just constant talking. That was me and Kev. But funny, Tui, you know, a trash talker during the game was going to be Big E.
Yeah.
Big E was, you want to go with, he was with it, man.
And Larry just look at you.
Larry just look at you and laugh.
With a full can of snuff in his lip.
Yeah, just laugh, man, because he's going to be beating you to death. He's going to beat you to sleep.
he the only Hall of Fame member to give his speech with a dip in?
Probably is, man. Golly.
That's so great. All right, Chris, let's go back to the phones. Who we got?
We got Bob in the Rio Grande Valley.
Bob, how you feeling about these Cowboys?
I'm loving it. Hello, Mr. Newton.
How you doing, sir?
I'm just fine, sir. And I tell you what, you and I both have held the faith all year long that we both have felt the same way about what the Cowboys needed to do and what they were doing and where we were going to wind up. It just took a little faith to get there. I've been following this team really especially hard for several years now, and since I retired, I've had the time to get involved in as early as the draft and watching all the draft shows and even running my own draft board. And last year, I became totally convinced that Mike McCartney was – the real coach that we needed here in Dallas. It is a thoroughness to preparation and to detail is absolutely amazing, and he's the one that sticks the course. And he goes with a game plan. And if the game plan doesn't work out, it's not because it's not a good game plan. It's just because the coaches fail to get the players to execute it the way it should be done. I have full confidence that we're going to send the folks to Green Bay home at sadly, at the end of their season. Sadly for them, that is. And I'm with Nick. I don't care who we play after that. Any team, we're ready. And if we do go and play the boys with a boombox, I'm looking for a different outcome this year. Thanks, guys, for all the great shows, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Bob. We play, what, Sunday?
3 o'clock, baby.
3:30.
Sunday
3:30.
Afternoon. Good. I'll get one show in, and then off to Mexico I go on Tuesday. Y'all got to run it without me. Do we know when the next game is?
Nah. We just got to beat Green Bay.
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday. So.
We just got to beat Green Bay, baby.
All right, let's take a couple more calls if we can get them in. Chris, who we got on the phone?
We have George in San Diego.
George, another San Diego call. What's up, George? How you feel about these Cowboys?
Oh, come on, man. How about them Cowboys?
Let's go.
Come on. Hey, man, listen, this time I'm not all blunt out, so we're good. It's a good phone call right now. But, listen, I ain't sending y'all no books or no shirts. I can send you some gummies. I can send you some flour, but I can't send you none of that other stuff.
It's a thought that counts.
But my question is this to Nate, because I was talking to my boys the other day, my sons, and I said, if everyone on that team was playing as good as number 4 and number 90 are playing right now, where would we be at record-wise? And that question goes to Nate, because I think those two guys are just on different levels right now.
Yeah, they playing great football. That was a great question. They playing great football. You know, maybe we'd have won one or two more games, but for a whole, you know, this team has played okay. And like I'm trying to tell people, we around here trying to find out the deficiencies of the Cowboys. We 12-5.
Mm-hmm.
The team exactly. We played is 4-3-14 or 3-13. So I mean, come on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm just we're here. We got two games at home, starting with Green Bay. So I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Number 90 had a great year, and our quarterback had an outstanding year. So. I'm loving it. D-Law, man of the year.
One more question for you. What is the rules on picking up players at this point?
Chris, answer that. What is the rule, Chris Beam?
For what? I'm sorry.
For picking up players this time of the year.
Just late in the season.
I don't think teams cannot waive players now that the season is over. So you can pick up someone that's already a free agent, but that's about it.
That's about it, sir.
But they're probably
all right, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. But they're probably a free agent this time of year for a reason.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because nobody else wanted them. How big of a deal does the two home playoff games?
Everything.
That just changes my whole expectation.
Everything.
Because I went from, yes, you should win the first round, and then
it depends on who you play in the second round.
Depends on who you play, where you're going to be.
Nah, it don't matter now.
Now it's like. Expect them. My expectation now is
win both
NFC Championship.
Yeah,
which could be here.
If the Boombox Boys have a bad situation.
Because I tell you what, I don't think anybody wants to play the Rams right now in our conference, and I don't think anybody wants to play Buffalo over on the other side Kansas City.
Bro, we got two games at home. You can get into all the other stuff. We got two games at home.
Right,
I'm already breaking down. You want an offensive breakdown of Green Bay? I already done broke them down.
You did?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
Nah.
Like I tell people, I went to breaking them down this morning because I'm like, this is who we're playing. Stop with all the foolishness. The what ifs and stop that. That's over with. That season is over with. It's now what can you do right now, tomorrow, at 3 o'clock? What is it? 3:30 Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Fox. That's what's gonna count. Nothing else.
All right, let's take our last call before we get out of here. Chris, who we got?
It's your boy Anthony in Miami.
Anthony, how you feel about these Cowboys?
Man, come on, man. What's up, my dudes, man? I'm feeling, look, man, I'm playing hooky. I'm hiding right now, actually. I'm feeling great, dog. I'm feeling, dog, y'all had Nitty Quick in there. Y'all know how I feel about that. And when y'all all together, man, Cowboys media, number one, my team, I'm happy, bro. 12-4-1, and we were 12-5. That was my prediction, 12-4, and with the tie. How can I not? I've been with them all year, man. And I'm so proud of the people that's with us and the fans that haven't given up and always told other fans to be positive, bro. Critique, but not criticize. Y'all know my thing, man. Yeah. So I'm just happy, man. Shannon, I'm happy you went and got your stuff done medically, you know what I'm saying, dentally. You know, Nate, I'm seeing you, man, on Unfiltered, on all the shows. I'm happy, man. Nick is my boy now, you know what I'm saying? I hit that show. So it's like, man, I'm feeling the vibe, bro. Let's go. What I told y'all before the season, I told you NFC Championship. I said Super Bowl be fine, but we going to do this. We ain't waiting on no teams to lose. If it happens, whatever. I ain't one of them callers. And we going to do this. I've never wavered, and y'all know this. So I'm happy. I'm happy about y'all, man. Beam, happy. Son on the show, answering questions. Back there talking about candy. I'm happy. That's it. Kirk, Jesse, miss you, man. I'll talk to y'all boys next week, man. Love y'all, man.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. I think Anthony's happy. What do you think?
He's excited.
He's excited. Yeah. Well, I'm excited that the show's over.
Yeah. We made it, man. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Nui, just walking on by. We're getting out of here,
Nui. Yeah, we're getting on by. So, my boy, we're done, Hekma Harrison can come in here and take over the show with all his great predictions at the beginning of the year. Hekma Harrison to take over the show. He finna take over.
Well, Nate, enjoyed hanging out for hour, 45 minutes, whatever it was, 46. All right, fellas. Kurt, get better. Put something in your guts. Make them chill out. Jesse, I hope you had success calling the high school football championship.
Sir. Happy birthday.
Thanks for manning All-Star the phones.
Game.
What's that?
Oh, All-Star game.
All-Star game.
And then happy birthday, too, Jesse.
And happy birthday, Jesse.
I was just grinding on his birthday. That's great.
I know. We're just working. Just working. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. Chris, tell little man thanks for being part of the show intro.
Yes, sir.
Josh.
Oh, yeah, Josh. Josh, thanks for keeping us up on all the social channels. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Victory Tuesday on Hanging with the Boys. We out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!